To give you an example, on Friday evening, Sarah came running into the house, her cheeks all flushed and eyes wide, and she said to me, "Mommy, you have to come with me. There's something amazing." I said, "But what, Sarah?" "No, no, it's something amazing. You just have to come with me." So, you know, we were in a bit of a rush. We needed to leave the house, but I behaved myself, and I took a deep breath, and I followed her patiently. And she led me to a caterpillar that was busy wrapping itself up in a chrysalis. And we watched in amazement as the spiky little worm-like creature carefully concealed itself inside this hard outer casing, ready to go through metamorphosis and become a butterfly. And it really was, to her credit, a wow moment, one that I otherwise would have missed. And it reminded me once again just how amazing creation is, how incredibly awe-inspiring it is, from the tiniest microorganism to the invisible atoms that make up all matter, to the wonders of space and all the stars and planets, both known and unknown to us. And it drew me back to one of my favorite psalms. Now, Wayne's been talking about the Psalms quite a lot recently, and if you're like me, you've been sort of going through the Psalms a bit, and also if you're like me, you've paused a little bit longer on those ones that really are quite special to you. And for me, one of those Psalms is Psalm 8, which I'm going to read for you now. It's not very long, it's just 9 verses. So I encourage you to listen and just absorb it, or if you're a better visual learner, you can open up your app and follow along with me. I'm reading from the NIV translation. "Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. All the flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." The psalm is a favorite of mine because it encapsulates a sense of awe and wonder, which ultimately leads to the worship of the one who created it all. If you forget everything else I say today, that's kind of the take-home message. And so what I really want to talk about today is wonder. Specifically, how we can rediscover wonder in our lives and how it acts as a fuel for our worship. So what is wonder? The Oxford English Dictionary describes it as a feeling of amazement and admiration caused by something beautiful, remarkable, or unfamiliar. Personally, when I think of wonder, it conjures the image of a photo my father took a few years ago of my nephew. He couldn't have been more than about a year old, and someone was blowing bubbles, and he was looking up at these bubbles with these big blue eyes, and just the sense of absolute delight on his face. Much like the picture that Charlotte put in the communication that she sent out this week. Just this picture of absolute delight. The only problem with this mental image is that it can be tempting to think that wonder is something only for children, only for youth. And that as we grow older and life teaches us more, it's only natural for wonder to gradually dwindle to mere curiosity and sometimes as far as apathy. We're no longer amazed by magic tricks. In fact, it's quite annoying if someone comes and pulls a coin out from behind your ear now. The tooth fairy very rudely ceases to visit, although I'm quite happy to keep what I've got at the moment. We realize that our parents are not all-knowing, infallible human beings. And we're confronted with many of the harsh realities and challenges that can make us want to retreat from the world rather than embrace it. So how do we stop cynicism and apathy from creeping into our lives? And how do we rediscover wonder? I think that David, to whom this Psalm 8 is typically attributed, gives us an idea. And from this psalm, I want to give you my 4 P's for rediscovering wonder: pause, presence, perspective, and prayer. Firstly, we need to pause. You simply cannot look up at the night sky in awe and wonder if you are running around incessantly, looking at your phone, or talking about business meetings and just being consumed by a flurry of activity. Our lives today are so incredibly busy, and we seldom have or take the time to pause. And I don't know about you, it's worse for me. I find that sometimes if I pause for too long, I start feeling guilty. It seems very overly self-indulgent if I pause for too long when there's so much to do and so much going on around us. But that is what we need to do if we want to experience that deep sense of awe and wonder that David describes in this psalm. If we can learn to pause, if we can learn to take the time to stop all the ceaseless activity and take a break from the endless to-do list, then we create space for wonder to enter into our lives. It is in the pause that we are able to see more clearly, not just with our eyes, but with our hearts, that which God has placed right in front of us. So first, we need to pause. Secondly, we need to be present. It's all good and well to pause, but if our minds are somewhere else when we are looking at something amazing, we're not going to be able to fully engage in what we are experiencing. It's kind of like watching a rugby match and it's in overtime, and then you decide to take a walk in the last 5 minutes and make a phone call and miss the winning try. Being present is about giving our full attention to what we are doing in that moment, to being focused on that one thing alone. Now I know that is far more difficult than it sounds. There are so many things to do and so many things. You know, Wayne was talking about the little goblin lights that seek to distract us from things. And we may even sit down with the best of intentions. But then you start thinking about the cycle test that's coming up next week, or the project that's due in 2 months, or the bill that you need to pay that you're still not quite sure how you're going to do it, or any one of a multitude of other things. It takes discipline to be fully present in a moment. And that's why it's something we need to practice and strive for, because it doesn't come naturally to us. We have to pause and we have to practice getting rid of those distractions. But if we are able to pause and witness those moments in life, the ordinary can be transformed into the extraordinary. The third P is perspective. Experiencing wonder, I really believe, is largely dependent on your perspective in life. Albert Einstein famously said, "There are only 2 ways to live your life. One is as though everything is a miracle. The other is as though nothing is." There are many in this world who insist that nothing is a miracle, that everything we see can be explained by science, and if it can't, we simply haven't discovered the science that can explain it yet. Now, with all due respect to them, I beg to differ. Even the most complex and elegant physics and chemistry cannot explain human consciousness, cannot explain how black markings on a page translate into language and meaning. Yes, we've discovered the most incredible things through science and technology, and we know more about the world today than we ever did before. But there are so many mysteries that remain unsolved. And as someone who studied and worked as a scientist for many years, I can honestly say that the more people discover about the way things work and the role of science in the world, the more amazed I am by the one who created it all. The one who created all those laws of physics that govern our universe. What an amazing mind. And I'm very happy to say that there are many far greater minds than mine that believe and share the same perspective. Perspective makes all the difference in the world. You can live as though everything is a miracle, or you can live as though nothing is. So pause, be present, be aware of your perspective, and finally pray. Prayer is the foundation of our relationship with God. We can't expect to experience a deep and lasting connection with someone we never talk to, because that's kind of what prayer boils down to at the end of the day. It's a conversation. In prayer, we are aligning ourselves with the one who created it all. We are in conversation with the one who flung stars into space and breathed life into this planet. And it is through prayer and our conversation that we are able to open ourselves to the wonder of a God who created everything we see, yet still chose us to be the focus of his affections. If that doesn't make you say, wow, then I'm sorry, I've done a really bad job. But really, prayer is, it's just the most pure and profound way of connecting with God and with a God of wonders. Pause, be present, be aware of your perspective and pray. These things are they open the gateway to discovering wonder in life. And that in turn fuels our worship. David's wonder at the stars and the heavens served as fuel for his worship. It led him directly to a declaration of how amazing, how wonderful, how excellent, how powerful the name of God was. It feels to me like the old version of what a beautiful name. You know, what a beautiful name, what a powerful name, what a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. It's in those moments of realizing how incredibly small we are that we find, we rediscover this desperate longing to connect with the God of wonders who created it all, yet still chooses to love us and longs to have a deep and personal relationship with each and every one of us. So that's really my 2 cents worth today. And I encourage you in the next while, especially in this period of Lent leading up to Easter, be present. Try and just switch off the distractions, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Challenge your perspective. Are you living like everything is a miracle? And pray. Talk with the one who created it all. And I promise you that as you discover and rediscover wonder in your life, it will be like pouring paraffin on a fire. It will ignite that flame of worship inside of you. Let us pray.